Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 474. Get the blank over it by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Happy Thursday. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. Now, really quickly, before I get to today's post, if you want to help support the five shows in our network, come by oldpodcast.com/support. We have a bunch of ways you can help out, and most of them are free. And in fact, one of the best things you can do right now, and it's totally free, is just share this show with someone else. That's it. And I thank you in advance for doing that. And without further ado, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. Get the blank over it by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. Have you ever told yourself, I'm an idiot, I ate like total crap today? Or, why am I so lazy? Why did I skip my workout this morning? Or, I have no willpower because I couldn't stop myself from eating those M&Ms. Every day, people trying to get healthy have tiny moments of weakness and absolutely berate themselves for being quote unquote bad. Then, they allow that one fleeting moment to absolutely derail any success they've had by making additional bad decisions because, you know, it's too late at this point. I'm going to teach you a little trick today to instantly stop this behavior and allow you to continue down your path towards a leveled up life. It's called the get the blank over it rule, and it's sweeping the nation. Get the blank over it. If you're working to improve your life, you will hit speed bumps along the way. We are all works in progress, which means that we will all make mistakes. Want to know the path to progress? Setting priorities, learning from our failures, and taking action. Not self-sabotage, guilt trips, and getting down on ourselves. So let's put the get the blank over it plan into action. Let's take a look at those previous examples. I'm an idiot. I ate like total crap today. Get the blank over it. Eat phenomenally tomorrow. Deal? Deal. What about, why am I so lazy? Why did I skip my workout this morning? Get the blank over it. Go outside right now, run a mile, and then do 30 push-ups. Like, right now. What about, I have no willpower because I just couldn't stop myself from eating those M&Ms. Get the blank over it. Throw the M&Ms away so you're not tempted anymore and move on. Here's the truth. One bad meal, one missed workout, or one day of overeating cannot undo weeks of hard work. It's physically impossible. Your stomach would explode before you got to that point. However, that one bad meal or missed workout can mentally undo weeks of hard work, if you let it. When you eat poorly for a day or two, probably loading up with carbs and sodium, you can step on the scale much heavier than before, but it's temporary. You might see a number on that scale that can absolutely demolish you if you let it. However, if you follow up that one meal with a few days of clean eating, you can get right back on track. It isn't this mistake that matters, it's the next one. When you skip one workout, the next workout quickly becomes the most important workout of your life. One missed day becomes 2 days, which can become a week, which can very easily become a month. So never miss a workout 2 days in a row. No excuses. You have enough time. Make it a priority. Here's another gem for the day. Just fix it. I'm gonna guess that you probably didn't win the genetic lottery, which means you have to work hard to be healthy and look good. You're going to struggle with it. You'll have days when all you can think about is eating candy. You'll have mornings where poking my eyes out would come before any sort of exercise on your list of preferred activities. When you screw up, skip a workout, eat bad foods, or sleep in, it doesn't make you a bad person. It makes you human. Welcome to the club. There's like 7 billion of us. You're going to have moments where you screw up or slow down. You'll spend a week exercising properly, and the scale doesn't move. And you'll see other people effortlessly losing weight and talking about their success while you're still struggling to lose that first 5 pounds. You have two options at this point. One, most people choose to complain very loudly. They'll tell anybody that will listen how bad their genetics are, and how busy they are, and how eating healthy doesn't work for them, and how they just can't seem to lose weight. Sure, it doesn't produce any results, but it makes them feel better about not being honest with themselves. And option two, now nerd fitness rebels tend to fall into the fix-it category. They choose to do a few key things, which you should do too, like stop comparing yourselves to other people. You only see their results without seeing their years of hard work and struggle. Stop complaining about how unfortunate your situation is and understand that everybody is dealing with their own personal baggage. Play the hand you're dealt, or in nerd terms, play the character you've rolled. And stop complaining about how you eat healthy and can't seem to lose weight, and instead spend a few days actively figuring out if you really are eating healthy. Are you stuffing your face with M&Ms and counting corn as your only vegetable for the day? Be honest with yourself. Listen to your body and find out what works best for you. If you're not happy with how you look or feel, fix it. Do your research. Track your calories. Cook your own meals. Go to bed earlier and exercise more. Make small changes, but make changes. The game of life is tough, amigo. Nobody gets out alive. So when you have a bad day, get over it. When you feel like complaining, instead, make changes. The silver lining. Amidst the tough love, there is a silver lining to all of this. You are an amazingly advanced piece of machinery. Yes, you. You are capable of greatness. You can seriously become whatever you want if you're willing to work for it. What you did 5 minutes ago is done and cannot be changed. What you do 5 minutes from now, however, is completely up to you. You are not your past. You are your future. Your destiny isn't set in stone, so feel free to create your own. Stop berating yourself for mistakes. Stop playing the woe is me card. Stop comparing yourself to those around you. Smile and be thankful that you woke up today. Quietly and consistently, work towards building a better you. Stop worrying about where you've been and put your focus on where you're going. Go. Start. Now. You just listened to the post titled, Get the Blank Over It, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Wow, I don't know about you, but I felt like applauding after that. I'm serious. I'm not being sarcastic. That was truly inspirational. And I wholeheartedly agree with what Steve was saying. The best way to get back on track is to do a good behavior. Do something that's healthy for you, that's nutritious, that makes you feel less stressed. That's how you create that momentum again. And he's right. We all struggle. We're all human. I've shared that on this show many times of where I've screwed up. I'm a donut, pizza, French fries fanatic. You can't go 12 hours without seeing at least one of those foods right in front of you. And so it happens to all of us, even those of us who preach to others about being healthy. The difference is we try to get back on track sooner rather than later. We don't dwell on it. We say, oops, screwed up. What can I do to learn from it? And then, okay, I'll be back tomorrow. That's it. But I promise, I struggle just as much as you. I work hard too. I work at it. It's a daily thing. But again, that's what makes me human. Now, one last time, really quickly, if you want to show some support for our podcasts, there are many ways to help out, both free and otherwise. Come by oldpodcast.com/support to check out those options. And again, one thing you can do right now that would help us tremendously, share this show with someone. I thank you for listening. I'll see you back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.